Protestant population in the U.S. has fallen over the past decade, dropping from 23% in 2006 to 17% in 2016. But equally troubling for those concerned about the vitality of evangelical Christianity, white evangelical Protestants are aging. The median age of white evangelical Protestants today is 55. Michael Gerson, a dissenting evangelical who served as a speechwriter for President George W. Bush, also worries that evangelicals are in serious trouble as they hemorrhage their young people. About 26% of Americans, 65 and older, identify as white evangelical Protestants. Among those ages 18 to 29, the figure is 8%. Why this demographic abyss does not cause greater panic? Panic concerning the existence of evangelicalism as a major force in the United States is a mystery and a scandal. Evangelicalism's recent declines take place against the broader backdrop of a declining Christianity in the United States. Various polls reveal that the number of people claiming Christian affiliation in this country has been dropping by just over 1% a year, and those claiming no affiliation are rising at almost the same rate, making it look like a direct swap of Christianity with disaffiliation. It has also been clear for a while that millennials, those born between 1981 and 1996, now 24 to 39 years old, are the least religiously affiliated group ever polled. Early indications suggest that the generation rising after them, now called Generation Z, basically the college kids and younger seminarians that I teach, may be even less interested in religion. For a long time, U.S. evangelicals comforted themselves with belief in their immunity from the overall Christian decline. We were fine. They, those other less faithful Christians, were in trouble because of their liberal theology and lack of vitality. That was the story. But now, well, not so much. Evangelicals are experiencing the same downward trend. People are leaving evangelical Christianity, young people most of all. That's a fact. Some are leaving their evangelical churches, families, and friends. Some are leaving evangelical theology. Some are leaving the evangelical subculture. And some are leaving God, Jesus, the Bible, the Holy Spirit, the whole thing, Christianity, all of it. It must be acknowledged that every religious tradition produces dissidents and exiles. The faith with which one is raised does not always fit. And sometimes people leave their childhood faith as much as a declaration of independence from mom and dad as anything else. Undoubtedly, this helps to explain why evangelicalism is losing some of its young. But the evidence suggests that much more is going on. What we are seeing is not just rebellion against parents or normal ebb and flow. We are witnessing conscientious objection. Ex-evangelicals are leaving based on what they believe to be specific offenses against them personally, or against their family and friends, and specific experiences of trauma that have left lasting damage, like clergy sexual abuse, sexist exclusion and mistreatment, and every kind of indignity against gay, lesbian, and trans people. Some are leaving based on intellectual problems that they could not resolve within the evangelical tradition, like biblical inerrancy, evolution, and overall closed-mindedness. And some are leaving because they believe the ethical posture of evangelicalism on sex, race, worldly politics reeks with hypocrisy, or is, in fact, unethical. This is a book about and for these people. Evangelical exiles for reasons of conscience. I am not writing about or for mere religious preference switchers. I am writing about evangelical exiles, trauma, and conscientious objection. Are or were you an evangelical? Take our simple test and find out. Let's take a test to see if you qualify as an American evangelical. Make note of the items if you know what I am referring to in any of the following 25 references. Lord, I lift your name on high. John Piper. Complementarianism. 700 Club. The Message. Wheaton College.